This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Masechta Yevamos, Daf. Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Bezuchus Harabim, Hashem should help us understand this Mishnah. Misha Kidesh Achas Mishtei Achayo, someone who married one of two sisters. Ve'enu Yodea Eza Mehem Kidesh, he doesn't know which one. You know, talk about absent-minded. He married one of two sisters, he can't remember who. Rashi says, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Noisen get lezu v'get lezu. He gives a divorce to both of them. He probably gets a good deal on the get, a 2-for-1, but Lamaisa, he has to divorce both of these women. Says Rashi, Aser b'shtein, why does he have to divorce both of them? For each one, you could say this is his sister's wife. So somebody married one of two sisters, he has to give a get to both of them. So both of these women, he cannot live with. Now why is Rashi telling me this? If you married one of two sisters, so you give a get to both because in other words, why do you have to give a get to both? What's the reason you have to give a get to both? Just stay living with one. The answer is, you're usher to each one because maybe this woman is the sister of your real wife. So basically, both of them are usher. Okay, because both of them are usher, therefore you have to divorce both. Okay, mace. Now let's say the guy dies. V'loy ach echad, and he had one brother. And now to this brother falls two women. One of them is the real Yivama, and one of them is the not real Yivama, the sister of the Yivama. Yeah? So, choylitz to shtehen. The living brother does chalitza to both of these women. Now why can't he do yibum to one of them? Well, to any one woman that he does yibum to, she might be the sister, achois zikukasai. Yeah? Says Rashi, choylitz eshteyem, d'lo yada eza hi yivimtai. He doesn't know who the yivama is, so he does chalitza to both. Why doesn't he do chalitza to one and yibum to the other? I understand he can't do yibum to one, because if he does yibum first, he might be poigeya bi'achos zekukasai. He might be living with the sister of the woman who's really zakuk to him. So, do chalitza to one, and then do yibum to the other. He can't. Because if you do chalitza to one, then he might get the right one. He's doing chalitza to this woman, and now he's living with achos chalutzasai. The achos chalutzasai asur la midrabanan b'chayeha. Right, it's no worse than Achos Ishtai. So the same way Achos Ishtai is only Bechaya, Achos Chalutza is only Bechaya. Elamai, I have a great idea. Do Yibum for Zibu Reshanami Loi, Didilma Loi Zuhi Yivimtai. Maybe he's not getting the right one, and he's Misafek hitting Achos Kukasai, which is like Ishtai. With your permission, I think we have to read Rashi here, if that's okay. Okay. So far, so good. A guy, he doesn't know who he married, one of two sisters, he dies, he has one brother, he does chalitza to both. Why? Because you can't do yibum to one, because it's achos. You can't do chalitza to one and then do yibum to the other, because you might be doing yibum to achos chalutzasai. Elamai, do yibum first, you can do yibum to achos zekukasai. So basically, you do chalitza to both. Hayulai shnayim. Let's say there are two brothers, the Mishnah says. Echad choylitz v'echad miyabim. One does chalitza and one does yibam. Says Rashi, Ech hayulai shnayim, echad choylitz tchila. First, somebody does chalitza, la'achas, to one woman. V'hasheni, and the second one, imrotza liyabim l'shniyav. If he wants to do yibam to the second one, miyabim. Why? Dim zu yivimta yishapir. If he got the right one, if he got the yivama gevaldik. Vim achoisahi, and if he's living with the sister of the yivama, So is he living with Achos Zekukasai? No, because he's not living with Achos Zekukasai because the brother already took care of the Zika by giving Chalitza. The Chalitza Afka LeZika. The Chalitza takes care of the Zika. So brother number one does Chalitza, and brother number two, if he wants, he does Yibam. Kadmu v'kansu, if they jumped the gun and they both did Yibam, ein motzi miyadam. We do not remove either one. Says the holy Rashi, kadmu v'kansu, kaidim shinim l'chav v'ezim, before they asked Bezdin. Bezdin would never let this thing in a million years. You can't do Yibam, because Lamaisa, the first one who does Yibam, is going to be living, possibly, with Achois Zekukasai. However, if they both did do Yibam, we don't cause them to divorce. Why? Ein motzi en miyadam. Why? Dechol chad v'chad amar, each and every one could say, look, you go to Reuven, you say, hey Reuven, why'd you do Yibam? Reuven said, what do you mean? I got it right. I you should know, every time I go gamble, I always win. I always know, so I gambled right, and I probably got the woman who is actually married to my brother, and I did Yibam to her. Each and every one could say, Ano shaper nasivi, I married well. Now, so we say to him, well, maybe you married the wrong woman and you hit Achos Zekukasai. So Reuven says, yeah, but listen, if I married the sister of the woman who zakuk to me, once Shimon did Yibam to her, retroactively there was no Zika and it rendered what I did okay. So even though I shouldn't have done it, but what was done, it was retroactively rectified. Vinami ave ipcha, if it would have been the opposite, Shaharishain liyibum kanas, that the first one to Yibam married Achos Zekukasai, hahi shatai vadei avasir, it's true at that moment it was asir. But Mishabach, if one, his brother came, v'yibim ashniya, and he did Yibam to the right one, shivimtai, the Zika to the first brother was paka, l'mafreya, retroactively. Isn't Yibam such an amazing thing? When you do Yibam, it's retroactively mafkiya the Zika. So again, if somebody married a woman, and he doesn't know who, it was one of two sisters, so he gives a get to both. The guy dies, and they both fall to a brother, he does chalitza to both. If they're two brothers, so one could do chalitza, one could do yibam. If they both did yibam, we let it stay. Next case, shnayim shekitshu shtei achayas. Two people, they married two sisters. Zani yodeh eza kiddush, v'zani yodeh eza kiddush. You have two guys. They're not related. They're not related. We'll call them Mo and Larry. Okay? They have no relation. And Kedarka Mekoidesh, these guys are clueless. And they both married two ladies. And the names of the ladies are Sprinza and Yenta. And they couldn't remember because the names were so beautiful, they couldn't remember who married who. Mo couldn't remember, did I marry Sprinza, did I marry Yenta? Larry couldn't remember, did I marry Sprinza, did I marry Yenta? Zenois and Shnei Gitim, Zenois and Shnei Gitim. They mamish could get a really good deal. Instead of two for one, they could both go to the store and get a deal on four gets. So they both have to divorce both. Neither. Each woman you can't marry because it might be the sister of your wife. Meisu, now Mo and Larry die. Lazeach, lazeach. They both have one brother. We'll call Mo's brother Mo Jr. and Larry's brother Larry Jr. So they both have a brother. By the way, these are not their real names. I'm trying to cover up their real names to preserve their identity. But they both have a brother. So the problem is, these two Yivamin don't know who the real Yivama is, because they don't know who is married to their brother. So Zechos Hashem, Zechos Hashem. They both do Chalitza to both. Rashi says, you can't do Yibam to either one, because if I do it, I might be marrying the sister of someone who is zakuk to me. Again, I don't... There are two... Mo and Larry were not related, but the two women who they don't know who they married were sisters. And therefore, Rabbi Isai, neither of them could do Yibum. The reason they can't do Yibum is because it might be Achoy Zekukasai. Okay, so far, so good. So, Zechol Zeshtayim, Zechol Zeshtayim. Now, here's where it gets fun. Lezeh Echro Zeshtayim. Mo had one brother, Mo Jr. But Larry had two brothers. Larry had Larry Jr. and Larry Jr. Jr. That was really his name, actually. And so one brother had, one guy had one brother, and one guy had two brothers. Hayachid cholet zeshtem. The single brother has to do chalitza to both. He can't do yibum to either, again, because if he does each one, it might be achos zekukasai. But v'hashnayim, the second one, echad choylitz v'echad meyabim. Meaning, v'hashnayim, the two brothers, Larry Jr. and Larry Jr. Jr., so one of them could do chalitza, and the other one could do yibum. Why? Because once chalitza is done by, let's say, Larry Jr. or Larry Jr. Jr., he could do Yibum. If he got the right woman, great. If he got Achos Zekukasai, if he is marrying the woman who is Zakuk, the sister of the woman who is Zakuk to him, if, again, if he's doing Yibum, he wants to marry this woman. So again, Mo and Larry were married to Yenta and Sprinza. So Mo's brother is going to do chalitza to both. Then these two, Larry's two brothers, one of them is going to do chalitza and the other one's going to do yibam. He's going to do yibam to this woman. Why? Because if this is his yivama, great. And if this is the sister of his yivama, so how could you live with Achois Zukukasai? Well, my brother already was mafkia the zika by giving the sister chalitza. So she's not the sister of a woman who was zakuk to me. My brother already took care of that. Ella, right? My brother already took care of that. Says the Rashi, Hayachir chozeshtem, kedepricious la, like we said earlier, she afshalo liyavim. He can't do yibum, loy koidim chalitza, not before chalitza is done. Because before chalitza, he would be doing yibum to the sister of son who's zakuk to him. And he can't do yibum after chalitza, because he might be miyabim, he's living with the sister of his chalutza. Mishma achayis chalutza. So he can't do yibum, so he does chalitza to both. Why? Because this way, whoever is really the right woman... In case, in other words, let's say he's getting the right woman, so then she could go l'shuk. Because he's, basically, when the single brother is doing chalitza, he's doing the other two guys a favor. Because let's talk about the other two guys. Larry Jr. does chalitza. Why does Larry Jr. do chalitza? This way, when Larry Jr. Jr. does yibum, if he got the right woman, great. And if he got her sister, he's not living with Achois Zekukasa because his brother did Chalitza. But here's the problem. If she's the wrong woman, so very nice she's not Achois Chalutzasai. I'm sorry, very good she's not Achois Zekukasa because she's not Zakuk to me because my brother did Chalitza. But this woman is zakuk to somebody else. She's zakuk to Mo's brother. She's a yivama l'shuk. How can I marry her? So this way, Mo's brother does chalitza first. So if in case she's really Mo's zakuka, Mo's releasing her. Okay? V'hashnayim echad choylitz la'afkuye zika me'achav, to remove the zika from the brother. if she is really her Yevama, the Tishri Achoisa Lesheni Mimanavshach. And her sister is going to be mutter to the second one, Mimanavshach. So the second brother, the two brothers, one of them is going to do Chalitza. Why? Because he's Mafkia Zika from his brother. In case, when my brother marries the other woman, again, who's the brother doing Chalitza to? He's doing Yibam to one woman, right? And this way, when my brother marries the sister, he's not living with Achalisa Kukasai. Lafuke Zika Me'achav Imzuhi Yivimtai. If this is the Yivam, Vetishri Achalisa Lesheni Mimanavshach, the second one's going to become Mutter Mimanavshach. Im Yivimtai, if the second woman is his Yivama, Shaper, good, Vim Achalisa, and if she's the sister, Haka Paka Zikas Hayivama Minei, the Zika of the Yivam was very Paka, Bechalisa Zachav, when the brother did Chalitza. But again, this is contingent, Rabbeisai, on the fact that Mo's brother did Chalitza first, and she released this woman from being Zakuk to Mo. Okay. And again, Kadmu V'kan, so if they both advance and did Yibam, Ein Motzin Miyadam, we do not take them out. Again, provided that Mo did Chalitza to both, so that you have no Yivama L'shuk over here. Elamai, the first one that married, may have married Achois Zukukasai. He may be living with the sister of a woman who is zakuk to him, but once the other brother does yibum, so retroactively that takes care of the achayis kukasai. Okay, haydu Hashem ki tov ki lemchasta. We made it this far. Let's continue. Lazeshnaim, lazeshnaim. Mo and Larry both have two brothers. Now you want to hear the chiddush? Larry's two brothers, we know their name, Larry Jr. and Larry Jr. Jr. And guess what Mo's two brothers' name are? Mo Jr. and Mo Jr. Jr. That's right. I know you never would have guessed. So Mo has two brothers, Larry has two brothers, and they both married two women, Sprint Sanyanta, and nobody knows. So here's a very interesting halacha. Achiv Shalze Chalitza Achas. Mo's brother does Chalitza to one woman. V'achiv Shalze Chalitza Achas. And Larry's brother does Chalitza to one woman. So let's say Mo's brother, Mo Jr. does Chalitza to Sprinza. And Larry's brother does Chalitza to Yenta. V'achiv Shalze Chalitza Achas. Okay. Achav Shalze Miyabim Chalitzasoi Shalze. So Larry Jr. Jr. marries the woman that Mo Jr. gave Chalitza to. So Larry Jr. Jr. marries Sprinza. V'achav Shalze and Mo Jr. Jr. Miyabim Chalitzasoi Shalze. She does Yibam to the woman that Larry Jr. did Chalitza to. So basically, Mo and Larry, they both have two brothers. Mo and Larry die. So one of Mo's brothers does Chalitza to one woman, and Larry's brother marries that woman. Larry's other brother does Chalitza to Yenta, and Mo's other brother marries her. So every person you could, of the two brothers of on each side, Larry Jr., Larry Jr. Jr., Mo Jr., Mo Jr. Jr., one does Chalitza to a woman, and the brother on the other side marries that woman. And basically, on each side, the one that does Chalitza, the corresponding brother on the other side, marries her. Now, why does this have to be? Why is it that on the most side, the one that does Chalitza is married by the Larry side, and on the Larry side, the one that does Chalitza is married by the most side? So that's what the Mishnah says. אחם שזה חוצה, זה חוצה, אחס, אחם שזה מיים חוצה, זה אחם שזה מיים חוצה, זה שזה. This is, hopefully we'll understand this. אחם שזה מיים חוצה, זה שזה. Look at Rashi. מימן אבשך. Either way you look at it, you could do yibum to this woman. Imzu yivimta, if this is the woman that falls to me because it was really my brother's wife, shapir nasav, I could marry her. Why? Sharei achiv loy chalatz lezu. My brother didn't do chalitza to this woman. Elala chayse, he did chalitza to her sister. Shaloi Haisa Yavimtoi, the sister was not the Yavama. I got my Yavama. If this is my Yavama, I'm great. And my brother's Chalitza was nothing. The woman that my brother did Chalitza to was a Stama, a foreign woman. So if I got my Yavama, if I guessed right, then I'm good to go, says Rashi. Vilav Yavimtoi, and if I hit it wrong, so who am I marrying? I'm marrying a nobody. I'm marrying Stama lady. In other words, if I'm marrying Shprinza. Shprinza is my Yavama, great. Elamai, Shprinza is not my Yavama, because Shprinza was married to Mo, and Mo was Stama guy, so I could marry her. I'm marrying a Nochris. Elamai, am I marrying Achoyse Kukasai? Am I marrying Achoyse Kukasai? De'imi shum Achoyse Kukasai. If I'm marrying the sister of someone who is zakuk to me, leka, because my brother did chalitza to the Yavama. So I'm not marrying the sister of my zakuka. Shari cholitz achav l'achoyse, shehi yavimta upakazika. Elamai, this woman is, if I'm marrying Mo's wife, but Mo's wife is zakuk to Mo's brother. No, the other team, the other side already did chalitza to her and released her from being yivam l'shuk, mishum yivam l'shuk, harei chaltzazum, and ayachet shu es bala. So it all works. Basically, you do yibum to the woman who the other team did chalitza to. Because what are you worried? If I get my yivama, great. I'm not marrying Achos Zakuka, so I'm marrying my Zakuka. Elamai. I'm not getting my Yavama, so now I'm living with Achos Zakuka, so my brother did Chalitza to her sister. Elamai, I'm marrying a woman who's Zakuk Lashuk? I'm Zakuk to somebody else? No, the other side did Chalitza to her. So it works out. However, if Kadmu Shnayim, now, like this, Kadmu Shnayim v'chaltzu. Let's say Mo's two brothers do chalitza to both women. Can Larry's two brothers now do yibum to both? Lo yabma shnayim. The two brothers cannot do yibum to both women. Why? Because the first one that does yibum might be living with the sister of someone who's really zakuk to him. Rashi says, "Kadmu shnayim achenes shel echad v'chotzu shteyan mishum d'lo yadi ezohi yivimtoi lo yibmu hashnayim achim ha'achirim ze'ze v'ze'zu." The two other brothers cannot marry one this one and one that one. The kama denosa, because the first one they marry, he can marry zu achos gukasoi. So rather, one does chalitza and the other one does yibum. And the one that does yibum, mimanim shach. If I got my yavama, great. And if I didn't get my yavama, it's not achos kukasa, because my brother did chalitza. V'im, kadmu v'kansa in mitzim yadam. If these two did yibum to both, then we're not mafkia. Why? Because the first one that did yibum, if he got it right, great. Now he might have got it wrong. He might have lived with Achoyse Kukasai. But if he did, once the brother does Yibum to the right Yivama, so it's Mafkia the Zika. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Baruch Hashem. So now we analyze the Mishnah. And if you didn't get it, that's perfectly normal. Reb Chaim Volozhiner once came to the Goy and he said, you know, I went through Seder Mayed 12 times, I still don't understand it. The Gra says, you think you're going to understand it after 12 times? It's nothing. How do you expect to understand it after 12 times? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, so how many times have I learned? 101 times? The Goy said, no, you have to learn much more than that. Kol yomecha ba'amayd v'chazar. You just keep on trying, that's it. There's no, doesn't say anywhere that when you learn Gemara, you have to understand it the first time, or at any number of times. Fine. So the Gemara says like this, Shema Mina, we see from the Mishnah, that, what's the case? The case is, someone married one of two sisters, and he doesn't know who, he has to give a get to both, but that means he has to give a get, that means he's married, Misafek, to each one, even though L'chaira, he was usher to both. How could he live with either one? There was never a point of time he was allowed to live with either one, because either one might be achos ishtoi. So you're telling me somebody could be married without being able to have relations? But that's kedushin she'enam nimsarim labia. Says Gemara Shema Mina, kedushin she'enam masurim labia. Have a kedushin. We have a raya kedushin which is not given over for bia. That relations are usher. We see it's a good kedushin. Says the Gemara is not a raya. Now, what would the case be? How would it be that somebody married one of two women? Mamish doesn't know who. For example, if somebody says Hare, Rashi says, he says to two women, one of you is mekudeshesli, and what does that mean? A guy says, one of you is Mekudesh Shli, and he made them both a Shliach to be Mekabel the Kedushin. So this Kedushin can never come to a Bia, because each one is Safik Achas Isha. So Gemara says, no, you're making a mistake, that's not the case. The case is Hachamayiskin Kishahukru Levesef Nisarvu. I knew who I married, but then the two sisters got mixed up, and I don't know who I married anymore. So at the time of the wedding, it was Kedushin Shinim Sarabiyah, and it was forgotten. Deikonami, another proof is, Diktani Ve'eno Yodea. He doesn't know now. V'loikadani Ve'eno Yodua. It doesn't say it was not known. Shema Mina. So we see from here, that the case is where it was once known and then it was forgotten. Says Gemara, my kamash malon. So then what's the chiddush over here? It's obvious they both need a get, because he can't live with either one. But what's the chiddush? Says Gemara, the chiddush is seifa shtricha, the chiddush is a seifa. It says mace, if he dies, v'loy achi achan, he has one brother, chos ushtein. He does chalitza to both. Okay, that's pashut. Hoyuloy shnayim, echer chos echem yabim. But dafka michatz v'hada yivuma, only one brother does chalitza, and then the other brother does yivum. Avo yivumi b'reish, but to do yivum first, that doesn't work. Why? Because you might be poigeya b'achos kukasai, the kapaga b'achos kukasai.
Why can't you say that the chalitza will be mafreya, just like we said the bia is mafreya, it's pakad
azika? We would say that, you're right. But you still can't do it, because until it's mafkia, you're living b'isser. So even though it will be corrected, but you can't put yourself in a situation where, for that amount of time, it's there's no heter on it. The Gemara continues. Shnayim shekid shushtei achayis, two that married two brothers. So the Gemara says again, Shema mina kedushin shein masurin l'biyah. But kedushin, we see kedushin which is not given over to biyah, is a kedushin, because in this case, also, there is never a point in time where you're allowed to marry either one. So Gemara says, "Hachanami k'shusav nesarvo." It's talking about where they once knew and then they got mixed up. Deikanami dektani ve'enu yodei avlo k'danu yodua shema mina. Says Gemara, "My kamash malon." What's the chiddush of that? Says Gemara, Seifa Tstrichale, we need it for the Seifa. Meisu, Leze Echad, Leze Shnayim, Hayachir Chaz, Vashtayim, Vashnayim, Echad, Zechem Yavim. Says Gemara, Pshita, Hainu Reisha. How is this adding anything? This is the Reisha. That what? First you do Chalitz, and the other one does Yibam. Says Gemara, Ma'o Detem, Eligzar Trey Atuchad. I would have thought that in this case, we should make a gzera of two atu one. Look at Rashi. Ma'od detema hacha loy liyabe. Maybe you can't do yibam here. Kivan dechad minayo yesh loy achi chidi. Since one of them has one brother, ligzer trey achi do loy liyabe chaminayo atu achi achshe in loy achsheni basa lemifka b'achos kuko. If we're going to allow the two brothers, the second one, to do Yibam, we might allow the one brother to do Yibam, and he's going to be Pagia, Bachos Kukase. So maybe we should make a Gzera, that the same way the one brother can't do Yibam, the two, so come on, so we don't make that Gzera. Now, another thing is, V'davka Michlitz V'ado Yivumi. It's only if the single brother does Chalitza, and then the other side does Yibam. The Merashi points out, only if the Ach Yechidi does Chalitza to both, and then the one from the two does Yibam, because if he does Yibam first, Avo Yivumi Beresha, for him to do Yibam first, even after his own brother does Chalitza, the problem is, his brother doing Chalitza, all that helps is, if he gets the wrong woman, he's not living with Achos Zekukasai, because the brother, by my brother doing chalitza, he releases the zika. But there is a problem is, how could I live with this woman? She's zakuk to somebody else. So therefore, that someone else has to do chalitza first. But aval yivumi brush do yivam first. Loi de kapaga b'yivam alashak. You're going to be infringing on yivam alashak. Okay, Marv Rabbi Sai, we're going to hold it here. And then, Bez Hashem, next week we do Daf Chav Dalet. Daf Chav Dalet is Geshmak up blot, as all the blot are. Okay, thanks everyone for joining us. And tomorrow, Chumash here. And by the way, if anybody wants to get a hold of the Sefer, if you go onto Torah Anytime, you could go, there's a link on the bio of Gladstein, you could click on the link and the Sefer can be ordered. Okay, Rabbi Say.
Question.
Sure.
Just going back, even to the beginning.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.